Heavy airstrikes continue tonight in Baghdad and across much of Iraq. Pentagon officials say they are seriously degrading elite Republican Guard positions ringing the capital. Intense fighting has also continued further south as U.S.-led troops struggle to take control of key cities and roads. Meanwhile, U.S. officials continue to raise the possibility that Saddam Hussein is dead or in flight. NPR's Jennifer Ludden joins us now. First, the attacks against the Republican Guard. Jennifer, what do we know about that and how they're going?
Well, they're the first real clashes between U.S. forces and the Republican Guard. U.S. troops have been staging probing attacks, what one Pentagon official called aggressive armed reconnaissance. Yesterday, we were told that some of the Republican Guard units had been degraded through these attacks and also through about a week of heavy airstrikes, degraded by some 50%. Today, Major General Stanley McChrystal says when you weaken a unit like that, you reach a certain point where the resupply and maintenance systems simply collapse, and the U.S. Seems like it's expecting to see that. Major McChrystal also said it looks like some Republican Guard units are moving in to bolster these weakened divisions. One interesting note that journalists with some of the troops said that one division normally deployed around Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit, north of Baghdad, has been engaged with U.S. troops south of the capital.
Well, the Pentagon says U.S.-led forces are also closing in on the capital from the west and from the north. What's happening in those areas?
In the west, Pentagon spokesperson Victoria Clark says the U.S. has virtually complete control of western Iraq. Freedom of movement there, she said. The U.S. holds two airstrips, U.S. and its allies. She says the troops are raiding communications facilities and suspected sites of weapons of mass destruction. But she said once again that they have not found any chemical or biological weapons. In the north, we were not given any details on how or where troops may be advancing. But the Pentagon again lauded the seizure this weekend of what it calls a massive terrorist facility. This is a home base for Ansar al-Islam, which the Bush administration says has links to al-Qaeda, and U.S. troops are there now investigating the site.
What about the Pentagon's suggestion that Saddam Hussein might be dead?
Dead or on the run, a Victoria Clark, Pentagon spokeswoman, said we've seen neither hide nor hair of him or his sons, repeating a message that was said several times by administration officials over the weekend. Obviously, the administration has an interest in sowing suspicion about Saddam's whereabouts, and they're bolstering his opponents. They say essentially videotapes do not have any definitive evidence that they were made anytime soon, recently. Now, hours after Clark spoke, there did on Iraqi TV appear what seemed to be a new videotape of Saddam and his sons. But again, we don't know when it was shot.
And finally, Jennifer, military officials confirmed a tragic incident at a checkpoint today.
Yes, this happened in Najaf, some 80 miles south of Baghdad, where there was heavy fighting. The Central Command put out a press release saying seven women and children were killed at a checkpoint. Two others were injured. It seems there was a car, a civilian vehicle with 13 people in it at all. We're told soldiers from the 3rd Infantry fired warning shots. It didn't stop. They fired at the engine. It didn't stop. They finally fired into the passenger compartment, and the military is investigating.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
NPR Pentagon correspondent Jennifer Ludden.